Hello, this is Esperanza Ray, your host, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. I hope you had a wonderful beginning of the week. And unfortunately, we've have some unfortunate news with some of the earthquakes happening in the California area. But overall, let's look at the positive side too. And we're going to continue where we left off last week, which is in section two, or actually, I should say, section one of Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. We'll be covering a lot more of the topics in this book in more detail. We'll actually be selecting little by little the different topics that are covered in the book, because there are many, many of them. But just to mention a couple of things before we get started with the show, I wanted to remind all of you that today is our last day for doing the show on Tuesdays. Next month, as of September, we will be starting a new time, same radio show, new time, which is Mondays, 8 Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So again, the new times will be 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, and then it will be 5 p.m. Pacific. So we would like you to join us if it's possible for you, given your schedule, because our program is going to be more and more interesting. We are going to be covering all types of topics, from UFOs, extraterrestrial contact. We'll have some incredible interviews. We'll be doing visualization techniques. And also, part of the program, I will be connecting with spirit, with the God consciousness, and we will be having conversations or messages from God. And that's something that we can share, and you're welcome to call in on the show during the second half hour of the show, and we can ask questions of interest that would be information that you would like to know and have. However, more importantly than that, our goal, the goal of Research Center for Inner Awareness, and with the purpose of New Consciousness, New World, developing our awareness, we would like to help you to learn to connect, if you aren't already doing that, to help to connect to your higher consciousness, to help you connect with the hierarchies of light, so that you can get that information yourself and you can discern what is your purpose, your focus, your goal, your higher ultimate, I guess, destiny, if that's the best word, I think, for to use here. And so your destiny, to determine your destiny and discern what is out there that can best help you to accomplish your ultimate destiny, because we all have a purpose here. We are all here for a reason, and it is very important that we understand that. So that's some of the things we're going to be focusing on the show. We will be having interesting interviews as well with a lot of other people. So we hope that you will enjoy the topic. Some of them will be controversial. We will have, like, for example, extraterrestrials and some of the things you should be concerned about out there. We will be talking about, more specifically, about planetary changes, and regarding planetary changes, we will discuss, the current events that are taking place. So if you want to just join us again, it's New Consciousness, New World, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We hope that the new schedule will be some more comfortable and available to you. So let's go ahead and get started, because we are getting close to finalizing or ending our conversations or our discussions on Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, which is the main focus of the show at this point. This is a book that I've authored and published, and it's available on Amazon if you are interested in getting it. We are following the book in reverse chronological order, which means the book was written in reverse chronological order, and it was written in the way the information was presented to me. The information was presented to me in reverse chronological order. For the purpose of the show, I've actually reversed it so that we can relate the events that are taking place now, today, that have been taking place yesterday and that will be taking place tomorrow, and we can better understand what is going on our planet. While I'm one of the messengers, I know that I'm not the only messenger. However, given the fact that this is a message that I want to share with everyone, as many people as possible, if you know other people that would benefit from this, we would greatly appreciate that. We'll be discussing incredible topics. We'll be discussing energy fields, energy centers, energy vortex, play locations of some of these vortices on the planet, as well as some of my own personal experiences in doing some of the energy work with vortices and with individuals as well. So I will be sharing on different shows topics of this type. Okay, so let's get going with what we were discussing last week. Last week we basically discussed the crystal cities briefly because we had already covered that in another show. And this week we're covering the changes in awareness and consciousness and what our goal as a center for a new consciousness, new world, the Research Center for Inner Awareness, what our goal is and how it is outlined in this book. Basically, our goal is to help humanity awaken through the process of transitioning to the fifth dimension, and also the fact that we are going through a quantum leap in evolution, which normally doesn't happen all the time. It happens every 26,000 years. However, in our case, we are not just going through a quantum leap in consciousness. There are other factors in addition happening at the same time, which is causing our life, our existence, to accelerate exponentially. And therefore, we are accelerating, we are growing, we are developing much faster than we would normally do in our regular process of evolution. Now, granted that there are forces out there who are very comfortable in the fourth dimension and want to keep us in the fourth dimension. However, one of the things I want to point out, when we existed in the third dimension, we had some safety mechanisms that prevented us from manifesting a lot of negativity, a lot of stress, a lot of anger and frustration. We had a safety mechanism to prevent us from auto destruction, per se. This safety mechanism has now been removed because we have to now take the next step in our evolutionary process. It's no longer maybe or I may do that next year, or I might start, sometime in the future. No, we are being asked right now to start developing our consciousness. Now, please take into account, even though I say this is what we are being asked to do. At the same time, remember that we do have free will, and we do have the option to accept to do this or not. What are the consequences of not developing our consciousness, our awareness? A lot of the consequences are because we no longer have a safety mechanism that if our mind, our being is not in balance with the powerful energies of and from the hierarchies of light that are bombarding our solar system and specifically our planet and us as individuals, then we will manifest that imbalance in our environment, in our lives, in our relationships, in our families, etc., etc., etc. What are the advantages if we develop the awareness? When we develop awareness, we bring ourselves into a meditative state, a process that helps us to bring ourselves, our minds, and our beings into balance. When we create this balance, we manifest this balance in our environment, in our individual person, and our families, our relationships, our jobs. So if things are happening that we don't like, if we're not in a place in the world that we are happy with, we have the ability to change that. How? Through positive control of our thoughts through meditation. And so let's continue with regards to our discussion on this. Through the mental discipline and many years of practicing transcendental meditation as well as other varieties of meditation, I have developed a very keen eyesight. And eyesight is just a term that I'm using because in reality, it's much more than just visual. It's absolute knowledge. So when you develop this connection, you actually experience things. You don't just know or see them or hear them. You actually experience and understand the intent. And through these guided meditations, through this process of awareness and awakening of the superconscious mind, I have received these visions, which I'm sharing with you in my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And we're discussing what it's like to live in the fifth dimension. So let's briefly touch up on that. Love is simple, yet it's within and around you and everything that exists. Love, simply put, is the ultimate vibration. So when we bring ourselves into a meditative state, we are connecting with that vibration of love. When we connect with the vibration of love, there is a process of balancing of the mind, a release of stress, and also, most importantly, there is our body vibration changing and recalibrating or retuning itself to this experience of love. When we experience love, we hold that energy and it manifests throughout our lives. Love, simply put, is the ultimate vibration. As you vibrate in love more and more, the closer you come to oneness. Here, in oneness, we experience perfect health, peace, balance, and love. Love is the unifying principle that is the key. And I'd like to share a quote from Hui Neng, spelled N-E-N-G. Confused by thoughts, we experience duality in life. Unencumbered by ideas, the enlightened see the one reality. Right now, we are lost in what I call the fog of illusion. When we connect with a vibration of oneness, with a vibration of love, when we connect with our superconscious, we are manifesting or connecting to that true reality, the one and only true reality, not the dualism that we exist in currently, but the true reality that's beyond space-time. And that's where our soul, where our spirit, our divinity ultimately exists. So let me continue to talk a little bit about the life in the fifth dimension. We have been floating around the city for a while. We look at various things relating to our discussion, and then Adrian stops. He looks at us, and an image comes into mind. Within a second, we are higher above the city, nestled in the clouds. From here, the entire city layout is visible. The ocean gleams in the distance, clear and peaceful, a turquoise blue. It is a fairy tale-like contrast between the lush greenness of the land and the spectacular blue of the sea. Again, Adrian looks at us and says, "Watch." Now, one of the things I would ask you to do as a listener, if it is possible, I would ask you to close your eyes and go into a meditative state by simply taking three deep breaths, very slowly in and very slowly out. And it puts you into a relaxed level where you connect with the vibration of love, a vibration of health. And try to visualize what I'm discussing with you so that you can not only hear, but you can visualize and you can actually experience what I'm talking about in the book. Adrian looks at us and says, "Watch." We notice an incredible surge of energy. There is a focus of thought, an image coming to mind. I experience a multitude of minds co-creating a vision. The city is transformed from pure crystal to luminous marble-like structures. It is something very beautiful and energetic. So for some of you who may be lost, especially if you have not heard our last program last week, we are basically discussing right now, or I'm reading to you from the second chapter of the book, which discusses the fifth dimension consciousness. However, it is specifically relating to the ability of manifesting and how all of these beings in the future are interconnected in oneness. And through that oneness, they can manifest all things. There's no longer any need for developing physical things like cars, airplanes, technology like computers or anything like that, because everything that is needed is manifested with the power of the mind. You can walk on water, you can levitate, you can basically locate from one place to another, and the distance is no longer an issue because we have transcended time space. And this is what the ascension, the fifth dimensional consciousness, is about. This is new consciousness, a new world. So this is how in this city, which is called the Crystal Cities, they are now taking the images of their city and rebuilding it and changing it to a different type of structure, to a different type of living arrangements. And these new structures are marble-like as opposed to crystal-like, and is something very beautiful and energetic. Before us, the city is now transforming to an image that was just visualized. That was amazing. And in this process of manifesting, each person puts their own personal touch on the image and visualization. Personal needs, personal desires are taken into account. And once everybody has agreed on the design, which is automatically seen and visualized by all, because they're all in oneness, it's automatically manifested and it takes place. And this is true for manifesting as an individual and manifesting as a group. The layout is different and the structures are more like columns made of alabaster. They glow with tiny biological molecules embedded in the pillars and they appear to generate light or some form of energy. It was amazing that we took part in creating this incredible place. The landscape and design of the gardens also changed. Everything was even more beautiful than the first time we saw the city. I felt a great sense of accomplishment in being part of this grandiose place. Even greater was the sheer peace and calm I felt from my surroundings and being one with everything around me. I felt a great connection with the gardens and the wildlife here. The animals came up to you with trust and a curiosity that matched my own. Adrian smiled as he saw the wonder in my eyes. Now, Adrian, if you were not listening last Tuesday, is a being of light that lives in the fifth dimension. He is one of the inhabitants of this wonderful city, and he is basically guiding us through the city and sharing the knowledge and experience of how they exist in this fifth dimension. As Adrian smiled, as he saw the wonder in my eyes, this is what you are, and this is what you will become. All of humanity is now this way. Just let go of the fear and duality. Trust in the beauty that God has bestowed on each human being. Get in touch with your true self and rejoice in the greatness of creation. He said, Now one more time experience. I felt a surge of energy, that magnificent oneness again. We visualized a new city and saw the transformation from vision to physicality once again. There were pure fluorescent white quartz with a square shape and jagged cut on the sides, pillars crisscrossing in different directions in a canopy-style layout. Brilliant luminous columns seemed to reach towards the skies with new tropical gardens. Each transformation was more magnificent than the previous. Even the ocean is slightly different, reflecting the changes of the shore. The blues slightly vary from one vision to the next. All things are in perfect harmony and everything in perfect balance. Adrian explained that the main purpose of this book was to provide a message of hope and empowerment. Specifically, it was to let all humanity know the wonder that we truly are. He continued, "Know thyself. Through recognition of yourself, you recognize the greatness of your Creator. Deny yourself and you deny your source. This can only be done by choice, and no one else can take that from you unless you give that right away. Choice is the source's greatest gift. All beings of light know this fully well. They also understand that it is something they can never interfere with." Now that's interesting. And this is one of the keys that helps me to discern when I meet spiritual people, to discern whether they are truly of the light or not. There is a very important red flag that rises when you go to a spiritual group, and whether it be someone in the group or the leader or the organizer or someone in the group in general who is trying to control and tell everybody what they should and should not do. Now, there's a difference between sharing a message and what was intended in that message from imposing the message on others. My goal as a spiritual person, my goal as an aware being, is to share the message provided and to welcome other people's shared experiences. That's my purpose. And there my purpose ends. After that, it is your choice, your option, to determine whether you agree or that resonates within you. Ultimately, it is your choice to decide whether you agree or disagree with something being told to you. And if you disagree, you have that right. You are given the ability to choose, and your greatest gift is your free will. Never, ever give that up to anyone. Again, so be any being of light that you are to connect with, they understand and respect that that is something, free will is something that it's a gift of God to every individual. And it's something that they cannot interfere with. And if they do interfere, they're not of light. So that's one thing to remember always about whenever you're connecting and whenever you're discerning, teachers or spiritual guides or whatever. This is a very important thing to help you discern this. Whoever interferes with that right will suffer karmic, very serious karmic consequences. It does not matter who they are, individual, group, church, government, military, or civilian. Again, the consequences are very serious for interfering with anyone's free will. I cannot emphasize this enough, and I mention this throughout the book because of its importance and because we tend to forget. Beings of light have fallen for this. For this reason, when you discern the truth about something or someone, always, always, and always take this consideration. Is this person, decision, or action interfering with free will? Is it coming from a place of love? Is it for the greatest good of someone else other than your own? Does it serve a higher purpose? He paused. While this may sound simple, it is often one of the hardest things to do. There are so many factors involved, intentions that you may not even realize you feel. This is why awareness is so important. He smiled. In the beginning, awareness requires a conscious effort. With practice and effort, it becomes part of your everyday process. Eventually, it becomes part of who you are. It is not easy, yet the outcome is clear. Will the world become enthralled in this chaos or harmony? Will you choose hell or heaven on earth? We are back to the choice. We are back to you. Pensive, Adrian gazes into the distance. He continues. The chaos will come. And no, it is not a punishment from God. People who say that just want someone to blame, or they want to believe they have nothing to do with the cause and effect. These are the ones in denial. You know better. Now, don't get me wrong, the Creator could interfere, but then there would be no free will. That would defeat your purpose from the beginning and the reason you are all here or in your space-time. The message is that you are loved, so dearly loved. You are intended to do better and greater things. You, blessed individual, are part of a greater partnership. We are all with you. You have no idea how much love and energy is with you always, so connect with it. Let it bring you back into the love that you are. Allow your dreams to come true. So, I guess here, Adrian is trying to give us an understanding or a perspective of what our divinity is about and what being connected to that divinity is about. And if it's as incredible as I know it to be based on what he is saying here and what my many experiences through spirit have told me, I can say that it's the most incredible ride of your life. It may not always be easy. It may not always be fun. But ultimately, it's the most fulfilling part of your life. And nothing else will ever come close to it. Okay. So let's continue a little bit more with chapter 2 of the book. The chaos, he continues, has already started. Things will become more difficult. Remember that things will get worse before they get better. This is the natural progression of all things. To create something new, the old must be transmuted and reborn. It is in these difficult moments that you need to remember this is only a transition and you always choose what direction to follow. The message of peace is already on its way. Hope will reign through the pain. Okay, I didn't mean for that to rhyme. That's just the way it was given to me. This is the birthing process. Love is the outcome, unconditional. Focus on it. Connect with it. Bathe in it. Awaken from your sleep. Know what you are. Andrew looks directly at me and says, "Now, Esperanza, you are here so that you, like many others, can assist in this birthing. This is probably the best way to define what humanity is going through now and during the next few years. Part of your role is providing this message and sharing it with as many people as possible so that humanity can understand what challenges lie ahead and not lose sight of the outcome. This message, as you already know, will be in book form. Yeah, I mean, that kind of took me a while to do because I have to tell you, it wasn't easy to put all of this into. These are personal experiences, extremely personal. It's your connection to the most intimate and divine essence that exists within you. And you put yourself out on a limb when you open up to this extent and share your most intimate thoughts, your most intimate beliefs. And it was not easy. It took me about 8 years to put the information into writing. When I was given the visions 10 years before I wrote the book. However, a lot of the additional detail was provided during the actual writing process of the book. I was giving a lot more detail. And when I focused on a specific image or a specific clue or issue, it would come into perspective and additional more detailed information would be provided. So again, it is very important. This message is important for you to understand. If you're paying attention to some of the changes, and I'm not a person that likes to listen to the news and all the negativity that's going out there. However, I also like to keep myself informed and not be ignorant. So I like to keep in touch with what's going on. And you know that there's issues with earthquakes in different parts of the U.S. And outside of the U.S., there are there's hurricanes in the East Coast that have been creating havoc and devastation in this last week and will continue to do so through the next week. There are people being evacuated. And the earthquakes have also caused a lot of turmoil, a lot of chaos, and a lot of destruction in their paths. And these will only continue to increase, not only increase, but become more frequent. So it is important that you understand and you keep in touch with what's happening today, currently, in our everyday life, in our environment. At the same time, by keeping balance, by keeping harmony, and by tuning in to the vibration of healing and love through the love, the healing, of course, we can mitigate in our own personal life and even in the environment around us a lot of the chaos. As long as we can do that, we can help others, okay? And when we meditate and we hold this energy, it not only impacts you if you're doing it, it impacts, believe it or not, your home, your family, your friends, the people who live in the house, and even your neighbors and the city. It spreads out. The energy grows and just moves and moves. And the more you do it, the more extension, the more further out the energy branches. So it's like a multiplier of energy, and it increases the energy vibration within and without yourself and without your body and within your body and within yourself. So it's a beautiful symbiotic process that is taking place. And not only is it within us, but it's also coming from the universe, the galaxy, the planets around us in our solar system. It is coming from all directions. And that is because we have so much more energy, we also are manifesting much more easily. And this is part of our transition. So the thing to keep in mind through this turmoil, and as things increase in scale, it is important to keep the balance within and without. And that's just how we can do it. This message is obviously a little bit more for me. And they said this message, as you already know, will be in a book form. We understand your reservations on that. We will guide you through all of this and assist you as needed. Your other role is teaching both the message in this book and the techniques that you have been gradually trained in over the last 30 years. Dedicating your life to a higher purpose is not easy, and we know that. We have seen your tears and your laughter. This is so true. And I want to share this with you because it may be true in your life at this moment, But again, this is a transitional process. And this is happens to the best of us. Nobody is exempt from any of this. It's just part of getting rid of all our trash, of all our negativity, of all our fear, of all our anger, of all our hate, of all our insecurities, of all our fear. So he continues talking to me. He says, "We have seen your tears and your laughter, the doubt and faith. You have been led through many paths, many times without a clear picture." And that's part of the requirement. A lot of times we are asked to act on faith. And again, we will discuss all of these topics in more detail. Right now, you can see I'm kind of giving you a lot of information as a summary of everything. But ultimately, we will go through all of these little things and what it entails to be, to commit to walk in this path, and some of the changes you will experience, the frustration. However, like I said, it's the most incredible, fulfilling ride of your life, and nothing else can compare to it. You have been led through many paths, many times without a clear picture. However, it is an incredible ride, and the outcome is more than worth it. We have been and will continue to be with you always. Regardless of the situation and difficult moments, you remain true and your faith always rises to the challenge. And I can tell you, I've had some major crashes, energy-wise, which affect your entire belief system. And some of these are tests to see our perseverance, to strengthen our will, to help us to understand that all things are temporary, and to also challenge you to move beyond and trust and believe in the spiritual guidance you are receiving. I've had some incredible experiences where I've been simply told to not fill up my car with gas. Something so silly and simple as that requires faith. And they, you know, I was just guided and say, "Hey, don't fill up your tank yet. Just trust." And I had no problems. Other situations where I've gotten lost, especially at night in the middle of a park. And I'm talking about one of those parks that has trees and, you know, little trails, and there's no home in sight. There's nothing visible. And guidance has presented itself, telling me, "Go this way, turn right, turn left, move that way, this way." And I felt myself back in the direction. So a lot of this is to give us strength and firmness in purpose and in direction and guidance, and to help us experience the love that is being directed and given to us. Even though sometimes we get discouraged and we lose sight. Though you are asked to put yourself out on a limb, you follow through. And basically this ends chapter 2 in the book, which allows us to move into chapter 3, which is actually a discussion of the fifth dimension and what it means to be in the fifth dimension. What is it? I'm going to be getting a little bit into the scientific aspect of the fifth dimension, and maybe even touch briefly on the physics aspect of it. We will be moving on through that, and then we will go move back into the aspect from the spiritual perspective. So it's just to provide some sort of background and perspective on the process that we are entering into right now. What is a dimension? Well, let's talk about what exactly is a dimension. From the perspective of mathematics and physics, the dimension of space or object is informally defined as the minimum numbers of coordinates needed to specify each point within it. So, for example, a line has one dimension because only two points are needed to specify the beginning and the end of the line. A place has two dimensions because only three points or two coordinates are needed, such as a triangle. An object such as a cube or a sphere is three-dimensional because it requires three coordinate planes and can have an infinite number of points in space. So I hope this is not getting a little confusing, because I have to tell you, it was very confusing for me at first, and I had to reread this material over and over because I'm not a physicist. Although my degree is in the science field, it's not specifically physics, so I don't have a lot of background in this area. I had to figure it out and understand it to the best of my abilities so that I could provide you with as much accurate information as possible. And I've had some wonderful people also who helped me to edit this information and provided me some insight into what all of this is. My spiritual aspect is I experience things. I'm not so much provided the scientific aspect. And it's kind of ironic if you take into consideration that my background is in science. And yet a lot of times I'm asked to go on faith. And that's the way it works. It kind of balances itself out, because if you focus too much on the spiritual, you can become a flaky person. And if you focus too much on the scientific, you lose the spiritual aspect and understanding, and you need both to really grasp what we're talking about. Okay, so let's see what a third dimension. The third dimension refers to space. Space has three dimensions of space, which can be defined in different ways. Defined in three different ways: up, down, right, left, and forward, backward, length, width, and depth, or latitude, longitude, and altitude. So you see, you need three points in order to do this. So that's why it's called three-dimensional. Now let's look at what is fourth dimensional. The fourth dimension is space-time. Space-time has three dimensions of space, plus the time required to travel through it. So we exist in space-time, therefore we are fourth-dimensional beings, okay? The fifth dimension is a dimension beyond the usual three spatial dimensions and one-time dimension of reality. The fifth dimension transcends space-time. Now, let's look at, from a scientific perspective, what some physicists are talking about, or how they define the fifth dimension. For example, in 1993, the physicist Gerard Hooft put forward the holographic principle, which explains that the information about an extra dimension is visible as a curvature in a space-time with one fewer dimension. For example, holograms are three-dimensional pictures placed on a two-dimensional surface, which gives the image a curvature where the observer moves. Similarly, in general relativity, the fourth dimension is manifested or observed three dimensions as the curvature of the path of moving infinitesimally small, a small particle. Hooft has speculated that the fifth dimension is really space-time fabric. Surprising as it may be to most non-scientists, and even to some scientists, Albert Einstein concluded in his last years that the past, present, and future all exist simultaneously. Einstein believed, Einstein believed an individual solid reality was clear to him, so much so that he completely rejected the separation we experience as the moment of now. We believe there is no true division. He believed there is no true division between past and future and the present. There is rather a single, all-encompassing existence. Most everyone knows that Einstein's theory of relativity has been proven, and time is not absolute as Newton claimed. With the proper technology, such as a very fast spaceship, a person is able to experience only a few minutes or hours, while a person on Earth simultaneously experiences a few weeks or years. Interesting, huh? So when an astronaut travels into space, there for them, time is kind of moving slower. And we that are submitted to the gravitational field of our planet, time is moving much faster. So for us, for them, what appears to be only a few minutes or hours on Earth, it can be a few weeks or years. Interesting, huh? I guess that would be a solution for not aging, or at least aging slower. The human body has 7 energy centers within the physical body. However, there are some people that can see using meditation and or their 5 extrasensory senses. In reality, there are more than just 5, but just to compare them to our physical, and we can relate to that, we'll just mention just the 5. That anywhere from 8 to 12 or more. So let's see, let me explain this one more time. However, there are some people that can see using meditation or their 5 extrasensories that there are anywhere from 8 to 12 or more energy centers in the body. It is my understanding that each energy center is connected to its respective dimension. Each time we ascend from one dimension to the next, we can proceed beyond that dimension. We know that 3 of the energy centers, also referred to as chakras, are associated with the physical body. And that would be the first 3, starting from the bottom up. There are associated with, and then 3 are associated with the spiritual body, which are from the chest up. So the throat, the forehead, and the crown would be the 3 that are associated with the spiritual. One of the energy centers acts as a bridge between the other 6. This is the heart center, which is located in the chest area. As we ascend and our body becomes more vibrant and luminous, less dense and magnetic, we activate other chakras that are more in tune with that vibration of the dimension or level of consciousness. We could look at this as a gateway system. It is a gateway system of passage from one level of knowledge to another and one level of awareness to the next. All of it a progression until we reach total oneness. And obviously, letting go of dualism. We look at our world from different coordinates of past, present, and future. This is relevant to space-time. However, when space-time is transcended, it no longer exists. All time is one. The only place is now, so all things occur in the one point of here and now. That is all there is in the 5th dimension. There is no aging. There's no traveling. You can do anything. All limits of mass and gravitational field are non-existent. Now, take into account another aspect of this. We have talked about, or you have books that talk about reincarnation and past lives. Well, if you really take into account what we just read about all things are really happening now. In truth, there is no past life and there is no future life. Everything is happening now. Your future is occurring right now. When you're 75, it's occurring now. When you're 45, it's occurring now. When you're 3, it's occurring now. When you're born, it's occurring now. All things are happening now. So the only thing that distinguishes them is that they're in different dimensions. Now, the other interesting thing to take into account is we have the ability to access the dimensions that we refer to as past. And we can access those, or almost everybody can. Sure, there are some things that we forget or some things that we try to not remember and we forget about them. That's true. And the interesting thing is most people have no knowledge or access to what we consider the future dimensions. However, That is where the so-called intuitives or prophets come in, because they're able to really access, in the same manner that we access the dimensions we consider past. Okay, but let's continue with the book. We don't want to get too lost in the detail. Where is humanity within the third dimensional consciousness? At this dimension, energy formulates or sets into matter. This level of existence is controlled by the primal instincts and needs. Okay, so it's good for us to understand where we are and how we are at each level. So this level, the third dimension, is level of existence is controlled by the primal instincts and needs. Basically satisfying our basic needs. Manifesting of thoughts is limited or slow. We have a time lag in the third dimension. With negativity, it is to our benefit, because this is the safety mechanism I was talking about. Much like a security mechanism, because it requires more energy to manifest. Fear is constant in the dual system, opposite of love. We choose. As our energy descends into the level of matter, it must adjust its vibration to match the planets. The high vibration of our soul, as made in the image of God, is divided and lowered or split into twin or multiple images until it can match, synchronize, or generate the dense outer coating that we call body. It is through the soul that matter has life. Therefore, we develop dense bodies. Our bodies allow us to interact with this reality of the third dimension. The body limits the soul, preventing its connection with the source. There's no concept of oneness with the creator or creation, with the exception of occasional and brief glimpses. We have lost touch with who we are. We need companionship. We look to fill the need of the emptiness left behind from being alone. This is the world of illusion. We perceive ourselves as alone and separate. We are individuals. We have the gift of free will. Within this illusion, free will is perceived as good or bad. We are the creators of all that we are. Okay, this is where we're leaving off today. And we would like you to come and join us again on Monday of next week. It will be our first show at our new hour. Again, for those of you who have joined us a little later in the show, this is New Consciousness, New World, your host Esperanza Ray, and I just want to share with you that we are moving to a new day, new time of the week. It will be Mondays, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. Again, 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We would love for you to join us, because this show is intended to be more interactive. Currently, we are addressing spiritual direction messages from the Godhead provided as a message of hope to humanity through me, the host. And in our newer programs, in our future programs, we are going to actually be doing more live messaging. So we would like you to join us for that, and also to have your participation with questions, new information that you might be interested in asking, questions you might have. And one of the most important things is we would like to share with you methods and techniques so that you too can connect with your own consciousness, your new awareness. That is our focus. That is our goal, to empower you to connect with the divinity within you, with the hierarchies of light, and to be your own spiritual director, your own spiritual guidance. We provide you the messages. We share with you the messages that I receive. In turn, you develop your own awareness, and in turn, you discern what is appropriate for you, what is the right course to take. So again, this is your host, Esperanza Ray, asking you to join us Monday next week, at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. We hope that you have a lot of questions for us. We look forward to that. You're welcome to submit these questions either through the chat capabilities that BBS Radio provides, or you're welcome to provide us with emails before the show, which we would be happy to address in the show. We will also be having incredible interviews with magnificent people on topics like visualization, UFOs, extraterrestrial existence. Also, one of the other things that I'm looking forward to having on the show is sacred geometry. What is it? How it works? How can we benefit from it? How does it affect our lives? How it is in our surroundings and so on? How it has been used and how it can be used for humanity's benefit? And so many other topics of the chaos, the changes in the planet, and most of all, how we can overcome, solutions to overcome this duality, this chaos that we may exist in. So wishing you a wonderful week. Please join us on Monday of next week, and we look forward to hearing from you. This is your host, Esperantha Ray, with New Consciousness, New World on BBS Radio. Thank you, and have a wonderful, magnificent, blessed week.